God blesses you in the same way. Through Jesus, God tells us that he's preparing a place for us, for our forever home. And when we get there, all the details have been taken care of. There's nothing that we have to worry about. We can live carefree and in the presence of the shepherd forever. Christianity and the teaching of the Good Shepherd is unique. Christianity isn't naive about evil. The Bible doesn't just pass by hard topics to get to more positive ones so that we feel better. It admits that evil exists, that life has a bunch of valleys. But you see, what Christianity does is it points us to a good shepherd that will protect us no matter what we face in life. It's kind of like, here's another analogy, it's kind of like what happens when you experience a bully in elementary school. Did you have a bully in elementary school as you grew up? I had two or three. Third grade, I had the biggest bully in my life. I won't name him. Who knows? Maybe he's watching. This individual really picked me out because I was an easy target. I was new to the school in third grade. My clothes may not have fit in with everybody else. I don't know. My lunches didn't have as many exciting things as everyone else. I don't know. But I was a target of his bullying. And it affected me. Maybe it affected you when you were bullied. Before I even got to school, I imagined how bad the day would go. I imagined how I would avoid that bully in the lunchroom. I thought about ways that I could get through just to manage. My stomach would turn inside. Even some days, I can remember telling my parents, I can't go to school. I'm super sick. I can't do this. Now, there are a lot of strategies to deal with to dealing with bullying. Here's one. Stop thinking about the bully. Does that work? Not really, because the bully doesn't go away. All right, here's another strategy to deal with the bully. Fight back. Stand up for yourself. That doesn't work either, because the bully is really big and scary and intimidating. Someone came along to me and gave me the best advice ever about bullying that has worked. And maybe you can relate to this. They said this, Jeremy, become friends with the coolest person in class. Think about that. Become friends with the coolest person in class. Now, thank goodness for that person, Jason Wagner, that's his name. When you become friends with the coolest person in class, the bully fizzles away, doesn't mess with you. That's Christianity's teaching on evil. We're not to dismiss it and act like it doesn't exist. We're not to be obsessed with it or fight back ourselves. Become friends with the coolest person on the planet. Who's that? Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And he will see you through. Just flip one more page here, George. The earliest pictures that we have of Jesus, we have a few. This is considered the second earliest picture of Jesus. Now, you're going to be disappointed because it looks really sloppy, right? But that's okay. This is what it actually looks like. This is a picture of Jesus found in the catacombs of Rome dating to the 3rd century. All right? Now, think about that. The early Christians put a picture of Jesus at the place where people died. How strange a thing to do. There's nothing too particularly exciting about Jesus here. He is pictured as a shepherd, and if you look closely, it's kind of hard to tell, but he's got a sheep on his shoulders. The early Christians didn't have books to read like we have, okay? Didn't have books. What they had was this. They had a picture. They had a clear picture of who God was. They could count on the shepherd to see them through their darkest moments, even in the moments of death. My friends, God has given you that picture, the Good Shepherd, in your baptism. He's promised to be your shepherd. Denver received it today. Now, we may not have a great explanation of who the triune God is and all the intricacies on how that works. We also may not have a clear explanation of how evil exists and where it came from and all its manifestations. But you, what you do have is you have a picture. Pull out that picture and place it in your darkest space, the space where the bully speaks to you the loudest, and know that he will care for you no matter what. We avoid the two extremes. On the one hand, we don't dismiss evil. On the other hand, we don't become obsessed with it. We look to the good shepherd. He cares for us. He gives us attention. He protects us, and he blesses us. Amen. We're going to continue in our service now with the collection of our offering. Just give us a moment to set up for that. We're not doing the Creed or the Lord's Prayer in the second half of our service because we did share those in the baptismal service. So we'll go ahead and collect the offerings. Once those are collected, I'll come out with our mite box to collect our mite boxes.